This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
The Dublin Valentine Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. SEPTA Regional Rail's Wilmington-Newark line will resume regular service following a fire at the Crumlin Station in Ridley Park, Delaware County, last night. More than 300 passengers were evacuated, but thankfully, no one was injured. City officials are preparing for a possible Birds win against the Kansas City Chiefs if things go our way, according to the mayor. Following that for us is KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Following the playoff win celebrations nearly 2 weeks ago and the death of an 18-year-old Temple University student, Mayor Sherelle Parker begged fans to celebrate safely.
Do not climb light poles.
Office of Emergency Management Director Dominic Morales reiterated the danger of climbing any structure.
A fall from a height of 6 foot can result in serious and permanent injury, disability, or death. Even going up 4 more feet to 10 feet, that risk increases exponentially. I will say the city's street lighting and other infrastructure is significantly higher than that.
Parker said they would not discuss whether or not city light poles will be greased.
For public safety tactical reasons, we are not discussing it.
More than 150 state troopers will assist Philly police with crowd control and safety. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says they'll also have police drones and helicopters in the air for surveillance. Some roads will be closed throughout the evening, including Broad Street, Spring Garden, and other major roads in the Northeast like Cottman Avenue. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Area school districts are opening late on Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. Not the Philadelphia School District, as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Is Superintendent Tony Watlington superstitious? Maybe. He says Philly schools will open on time on Monday.
We will not have a two-hour delay on Monday, February 10th. Schools will operate on normal schedules.
In a video posted on the district's website, Watlington explains that 2 years ago, the district had scheduled a two-hour delay after Super Bowl 57 and the Birds lost to the Chiefs. But before that,
in 2018, when the Eagles went to Super Bowl 52 and won against the New England Patriots, as I recall, we did not have a two-hour delay in the school district.
So Philly schools, he says, will open on time on Monday. Students and staff are encouraged to wear green tomorrow, though, to cheer on the Birds. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A.J. Brown says the Eagles are going to get it done for fans like Trey Howard. He's the 10-year-old boy who protected his sister during the Northeast Philly jet crash and was struck in the head by a piece of metal.
It's an incredible story. He's a hero. He's a hero. Shout out to his parents. You know, they raised a hero.
That's Brown speaking with NBC Sports Philadelphia in New Orleans. Howard had to get brain surgery to remove the piece of metal. When he woke up, his dad said the first thing he asked was, "We didn't play yesterday, did we?"
It means a lot to the city, you know. Something that magnitude happened, and he's worried about the football game.
Brown says Howard's the perfect example of an Eagles fan, and he'll try to visit him when he gets home from New Orleans. That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.